Hello, everyone. Pastor Rod Plummer here. We're doing a series called Proverbs Wisdom to Win, to Overcome. Now, I want to ask the question, is God in control of the world right now? It seems like so many things are out of control. And the answer is yes, God is still in control. So we're going to look at Proverbs 21, verse 1. It says, "In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels towards all who please him." Now, this is an unusual use of words in the Hebrew. I want to explain it to you. It's talking about irrigation channels, talking about a farmer. And I used to live in Thailand and saw irrigation channels in the rice fields. And there were little gates that the farmers could lift and let water through or shut and put water to other areas. And that's exactly what this is talking about. These streams of water, there's gates and there's directions. And it's saying that God has the hearts of kings in his hand. Let me read it to you from the Message Bible. Good leadership is a channel of water controlled by God. He directs it to whatever end he chooses. And as I said, as I looked at this, the Hebrew words, looked them up, it's really clear that God has passion and desire, and he also has the ability to move things. God is ultimately in control of history, obviously in control of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ that gave us the grace and the ability to be forgiven and become sons and daughters of God, right? God chose you. He followed you. He pursued you. If you're a believer, you've received God's grace. God is in control. And when we pray, we're praying the God who is in control would do amazing things around us. So here's my version of this one, that like channels of irrigation, God is organizing things behind the scenes. And he's working in king type people like you and me, who have got options and we've got decisions. And God is guiding us. God is guiding the kings. And it's taught about he continually moves. He's not like a chess master. It's not like a game, but he's creating things in answer to his own purposes and our prayers that he honors, and he's inclining people towards an end that he desires. I believe that. I believe God is ultimately in control. That doesn't mean everything that happens is God's will. No, no, no. There's many things that happen because of man's evil and because of the devil and because of the age of the earth and because of what we call natural evil and unnatural evil or human evil. There's many things that are not of God, but ultimately God's plans will prevail, and they'll prevail in your life as well. I've just got to look at this scripture through the eyes of a couple of commentators, because it's an interesting area. Keelan Dillish says this: God gives the world good or bad kings accordingly, as he seeks to bless or to visit the world with punishment. Now, we don't often think about this. It's a big concept, the concept of God will have his way in the end. The book of Revelation says that, the last book of the Bible, the end of history, the way God's going to work it out. We don't understand it all, but stay close to God, stay in his power and his love, and in the end, we're going to go to heaven and eventually the new earth that God will create or recreate, and I'm excited about that. Because I've lived my life for God here on earth, and I'm looking forward to being in God's heaven and the new earth. Aren't you? Aren't you believing that God has our life in his hands? And I wanted to say that another man that I really like, a commentator called Benson, says that God does this. He like watercourse, so that they will fulfill, these kings will fulfill his counsels and designs. That ultimately God will have his way. And there's a great scripture in Isaiah that says, God says, my ways are not your ways. God says, my ways are above your ways. Basically, we can't understand all his ways, but we need to trust that God is in control. So as I finish today, let me say, God is in control of our lives, God and not man. God is in control of our destiny, our future. God is in control. Now, let's make right decisions, but out of a concept that my Father in heaven has things in his hands. And that's why I love the Lord's Prayer. I pray it every day. It's like this. You know what it says in, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. It says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed or honored be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." There it is. There's that prayer. God, you're in control. You're in control. Even though I don't see it, even though I don't understand it, there are things against me. There's things that I don't understand. I still trust in you. And I think that's a great way to live our lives, don't you? I think it's the safest way, the happiest way. It probably helps our brain and our mind and our heart and our prayer that no matter what happens, I've got to believe that God is good and God knows what he's doing. His ways are above ours, and I trust in the Lord. So let me say it to you again. I'm just going to read this last time to you in the Tree of Life Bible, I think it's called. It says, "The king's heart is like a stream of water in the hand of God. He directs it where he wants." Let's pray. Let's pray for kings, governments, presidents, prime ministers, mayors, leaders of our churches, leaders in any area. We've got to pray that God would guide their hearts and protect us and bless our families. I believe it. Let me pray. Lord, I pray that we would pray to you in faith that you are in control. You're in control. We may not understand, but Lord, you have a way and a future. Just like it says in Jeremiah 29:11, Lord, you have a plan. It's a good plan, not for evil. You know your plan, and I pray it over us that we would pray in faith that you are in control. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow, I feel good after that. God bless you all.